Mr. Kiwanis is going to conduct your hearing, so just hold on to the phone, sir.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and AEC number for the record?
Antonio Contreras, 089450.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on November 30th, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin the introductions, pardon me, with the opposite side of the bench looking toward me. But on the other end, we have your Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Coming toward me, we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in, so Mr. Contreras and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you.
I do.
Mr. Contreras, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
And you are reminded that I will make a separate motion that will pass this hearing from phase one to phase two. I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal ways your company as follows. Violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by you failing to report for your face-to-face contact visit on or about July 5th, 2018, as orally directed on June 20th, 2018, you were actively avoiding supervision as of July 5th, 2018. Mr. Contreras, is this true or false?
Yes, sir. True.
Thank you. I will go ahead and make a motion. And that is based on Mr. Contreras' admission. I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Contreras, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our Community Corrections Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail, okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Westby.
June 20th, 2018, Mr. Contreras was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested November 11th, 2018 by Yuma PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on November 13th, 2018. With an adjusted community supervision end date of March 27th, 2019. with 129 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, dangerous drug violation, 1.5 years. Prior convictions, 1992, shock incarceration, 3 months, 29 days. 1992, burglary, third degree, 4 years. 1999, marijuana violation, 3.5 years. 2004, aggravated assault, 3 years. 2004, escaped second degree, 1.5 years. 2004, prisoner assault with body fluids, 1.5 years. This is his fifth term in DOC, CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2002, TLS release, arrested on tech violation, revoked by the BOEC. 2006, TLS release absconder, 26 days, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary is lengthy and significant, with drugs, threats, violence, weapons, arson, and rioting noted. Other arrest, 1998, disorderly conduct, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. All other arrests resulted in charges that were dismissed or not processed. His community risk score is G5B6.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Contreras. I'm going to make a very quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside with your mother, Ms. Maria Contreras, at 276 North 9th Avenue, Yuma, Arizona.
That's up 176.
Did I say 196? 176 North 9th Avenue?
Yes, sir.
Okay, pardon me. And being is that you were missing from community supervision for 129 days, where were you living during that time, sir?
I was just out and about with my girlfriend.
Were you living in one location?
I was just moving around.
Were you able to find work during that time?
Just odd jobs here and there.
We don't have any programming or sanctions notes, so I will ask you, why did you break up contact with your parole officer?
When I got out, I didn't have any money to be coming back and forth, and I didn't have any kind of support from my family members, so, you know, I wasn't able to go from point A all the way to point B, getting rides back from my home to the parole department or whatever. So, you know, I mean, I was going to come back and just finish my time, and, you know, I just said, I'm just stay out there and stay away from trouble, you know. And then they went to my house and picked me up at my own house. You know, I wasn't really out there causing any problems or trouble for anybody.
Well, it's good that you stayed out of trouble. Did you understand that you'd probably get picked up sooner or later?
Yeah, well, I live like 2 or 3 blocks away from the Yuma County Sheriff's Department, and I was trying to, you know, dodge them and stuff like that, so I knew I was going to get picked up sooner or later, you know.
Well, thank you for your honesty. You said that you were arrested near Yuma PD, wherever you were living at that time. What caused the Yuma Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested?
I was inside my residence house. I was inside my house. And I was about to leave because I went to get something. And my mother was there, and my mother had asked me, you know, how did you find out he was here? Somebody tipped us off and told us that he was in here. That's the way they caught me.
Okay, sir, I'm asking my fellow board members, they have any questions for you. I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Contreras, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before the board goes into discussion and votes on this case?
No, The only thing I wanted to say to the board is if they can take into consideration that, you know, I wasn't getting too much trouble and staying away from, you know, whatever was out there, you know, whatever was going on around this area. And I only have to probably get some of my good time back. Because I already done 15 months out of the 18 months, and they went ahead and gave me an extra 60 days on top of my 18 months. So I only had about 2-3 months to do. So I'm doing 5 months. That's 20 months out of the 18 months that I'm supposed to be doing.
Well, thank you. I will ask you if you have any concerns about your time computation to bring it up to your CO3. Because it does get a little fuzzy sometimes. We go with the time that has been provided to us from the Department of Corrections in Ames, pretty much based on that you were missing from community supervision for 129 days. So those get added back. But if there's something that doesn't add up to you, again, we encourage you to talk to your CO3, okay, sir? The board will be going into this. Excuse me, sir?
No, that's the only thing I want to bring up to you guys.
Okay.
That's a little bit too much time.
Thank you. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I think we had a nice discussion with Mr. Contreras. He was very direct with what unfolded while he was on community supervision. I do appreciate that he mentioned more than once that he was staying out of trouble otherwise, while he was outside of prison. But it's hard to look past missing from community supervision for 129 days. It's a long period of time. We couldn't monitor his behavior while he's in the community, although I take him to faith that he says he was doing good things, but we just can't prove that. And more than anything, it's just a violation of the spirit of community supervision to break off contact with your parole officer. So I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision, especially because he does have a history of not cooperating on community supervision status with a prior for a tech violation at a previous period of absconding in 2006. But that's where we get the discussion. Hearing no further input, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W1940, our discussion with Mr. Contreras, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal measure company. Inasmuch that he absconded, he disappeared from community supervision for 129 days, and we could not monitor his activity in the community, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, be upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Mr. Contreras, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about March 27, 2019. I recognize that you don't agree with the time computation. So again, I encourage you to bring that up with your CO3 to make sure that those dates are correct. But it is, I guess, almost exactly 3 months from now, so it is a short period of time, and we encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks to pursue any programming that's available to you and to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. We do want to see you succeed. We certainly don't want to see you again in orange, and we wish you all the success in the world. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and sir, if you could, please give the phone back to your CO3. Thank you, Mr. Contreras.
Thank you, have a good day.
You too, sir.